Reality television pushes buttons, right? I mean, will the sleazy rhymes with witch tell the dumb fiancé that she's cheating on him? Will the egomaniac former celebrity get fired? Will the people in the house with the annoying narcissist have the guts to confront him? In between commercial breaks, reality. Jazzed up and simplified. Take real life, throw in a twist, push some buttons, and you've got a show. See if you can tell what the twist is in this show clip.
He doesn't want to have kids. I feel like a few years down the road, like, I am going to want to have kids. And,
yeah.
And what if it's too late by then?
I don't want to compromise my dreams in life. Not wanting kids is a deal breaker. A lot of people think I should just settle because I found a guy that can accept my wheelchair. But there's so much more than that.
That's a clip from Push Girls. It's a new reality show that tells the stories of four best friends in Hollywood, all with various spinal cord injuries. That means these four girls roll with it all in wheelchairs that they push themselves. Thank you very much. Tough, attractive, and honest about their disabilities, Push Girls aims a camera at the details of daily life that probably would end up on the cutting room floor of other reality shows. Push Girls represents a community of disabled people who are out, who are connected, athletic, dancers, and competitors, who share their life problem-solving expertise at flashy and joyful disability meetings and expos. Everything from reaching to a high shelf to fixing a broken heart. It is this world that Push Girls opens up for the mainstream media. Angela Rockwood and Tiffany Adams are two stars of the show who joyfully rolled our way. Hey, I even got to share some wheelchair stories on the air. How often does that happen?
Tiff and I were pretty lucky. We're pretty connected, and, you know, the community is so large, but yet it's so small. And because we go to the Ability Expos, we pretty much get the hookups, and we find out a lot about what's out there.
So I have to say, fabulous equipment, ladies. You really have some really stylin' wheelchairs and gadgets. And I have to say, I'm very, very impressed.
Gadgets.
I don't know. You've got that stand,
go
right?
Gadget.
You've got that stand thing that allows you to stand up in your apartment.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, it's a stand. We both have one.
That's so cool. When I was in rehab back in the '70s, okay, you cannot imagine how primitive things were back then. I mean, you know,
Mia has one of those standing frames from the '70s.
It's very archaic.
It's very. It's scary. How did the producers understand that what was really going to work here was not just a simple romantic story, but a more complicated story of lifestyles, of living, of you guys being very aggressive and out there in your wheelchairs?
On my journey with paralysis, I met a lot of women dealing with paralysis in a way where they were losing their womanhood. And with my girlfriends, between Tiffany, Mia, and Auntie and I, that was something that the four of us definitely shared, was that we didn't lose that essence and that spirit.
Being in the wheelchair, people tend to want to do things for you, but I do not like feeling dependent on anybody.
Let me chop this bell pepper up.
Thank you. She loves to take care of, and sometimes I'm like, I want to cook.
And that's the one drive that everybody has within them that they have to remember to grab, grasp, pull out so that they could push through any obstacle or catastrophic event that they're dealing with in their life. It's not just about the wheelchairs. It's relatable stories that everybody can understand because everybody is going through it.
And, you know, when you see Push Girls, it's fairly clear right off the bat that none of you have misplaced your womanhood at all. It's right there. So Angela, I guess when everyone else in the universe was freaking out over 9/11, you were freaking out over something very, very different back in September of 2001.
Oh, yeah. I remember laying there on morphine. Can you imagine that? And laying on my back, paralyzed from the neck down, looking at the ceiling, but watching the TV monitor because there it was, 9/11. I thought I died and went to purgatory or something. I had no idea what was going on. Mm. I had to beg the hospital to get me off the morphine so I can understand what was reality and what was dream world. And at that moment, in that instant, everything was so surreal, but the one thing that I knew that remained within me was that I was just so happy and grateful to be alive and to be breathing again and on my own and being able to just live.
You know, that sounds so familiar. Your car accident, right, Angela?
Correct.
Yeah, I'm a car accident too. Tiffany, how about you?
It's a car accident as
car
well.
Accident. And in your case, you weren't sitting in the hospital awake right at the beginning. You were in a coma for a while.
Yeah, for 3 weeks' time. Mm-hmm.
And you're doing fine now in terms of stable injury? There's no complications aside from the spinal cord injury?
Nope. No complications aside from
it. She gets dizzy moments a little bit.
Oh, God, no. Yeah, right.
Or epiphany Tiffany moments.
When I don't get dark chocolate a little bit, yeah.
Right. We're all a little messed up, you know, in the wheelchairs, but we don't need to talk about that. We all have our moments. But so what's the message, do you think, of Push Girls, besides the fact, as you said, Angela, it's not about the wheelchairs?
For me, the message with Push Girls is about that anyone, no matter what the catastrophic event may be, or just, you know, just living life, that you just embrace who you are as an individual and you push through whatever it is that life hands you. And, you know, you understand within yourself that you have the ability, whether it's a choice to be stagnant in the situation or to actually evolve and grow from it. And the thing with Push Girls is we live life to the fullest regardless, and we do push through everything that comes our way.
Now,
we push each other, we push other people, and sometimes I push Tiffany out of her chair.
But... Yeah, right.
That's good. That's good. And, you know, some of the visuals that you see in this show, aside from seeing you guys, you know, answer the door and, you know, hanging out together, you know, there's dancing, fabulous dancing that takes place that, you know, a lot of people maybe aren't familiar with, but has really been around in the disability community for a while.
I worked my ass off to become who I am today, and that's a dancer. But dancing in a wheelchair is not the same as dancing on 2 feet.
There's been all kinds of changes in the disability community. It used to just be about athletics, but you guys do everything, and it's on camera. And are you worried at all about your relationships all being on camera?
I think that's something that, you know, the person that you decide to date, that's something they're going to have to think about prior to even asking you out, because that's a part of our lives now.
So
that conversation doesn't really need to be had because it's pretty much, it's already out there.
Yeah, for me, my husband, he's an actor, so he's comfortable with the cameras.
How has this show changed your life at all? Is it the kind of recognized on the street thing? Is it your agent is calling you every couple of hours? What's the big change, Angela?
I need an agent, actually.
I have one for you, Tiff. I'll be your agent. For me, I believe that life is a gift, and what we do with our life is our gift back. And with this show, it's basically our gift to the world. To just show the world how to just do the best that you possibly can in the moment that you have, because today is not promised. Tomorrow, you know, we might not even be here. And you just have to truly be happy and content with every second that you're breathing.
All right. That's, you know, that is very well said. Angela Rockwood, who's one of the stars on the reality show Push Girls. But Tiffany, let's talk trajectory. Let's talk season 3, season 4. Are we talking Push Girls do skydiving, Push Girls fly on the space shuttle? Where is this headed?
You are manifesting already. That's beautiful. I'm definitely not going skydiving, but the girls are. They're looking forward to that. They're like, you're going to go with us. Oh, well, heck no. I'll be your cheerleader down there.
What about Push Girls Grow Old?
Yeah, that could be the reunion,
the golden,
I guess.
Wheel.
Golden wheels.
Golden wheels.
Perfect.
I love it.
Well, congratulations, Angela Rockwood and Tiffany Adams, two of the women on the reality show Push Girls. What's the tagline for Push Girls? Push Girls, it's...
If you can't stand up,
stand out.
Perfect. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.